You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to bring you a musical meditation focusing on the Pillar of the Cloud, better known by its opening words, Lead, Kindly Light. It's presented by Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
I did not know before that nature could be so beautiful. It was like the Garden of Eden. That was how John Henry Newman described his visit to Sicily in 1833, 12 years before he became a Catholic. This visit was in many ways a turning point in his life. While he was there, he took ill with a fever and came close to death. It was after his recovery, on the boat returning from Sicily to Marseille, that he wrote The Pillar of the Cloud, better known by its opening words, Lead, Kindly Light. This lovely poem is a great comfort to anyone who's been through a period of darkness, as Newman had during his illness. It speaks of faith that the light of Christ will always point the way forward, even though the night is dark and I am far from home. At the end of verse 1, Newman speaks from the heart, reminding us of his great struggle to recognize the path along which God was leading him. I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough. Lead, Kindly Light can be sung to several different tunes. My favourite is the one we've been listening to. It's called Lux Benigna, meaning Kindly Light. Newman himself was very fond of this tune, and it was written by one of the most prolific hymn composers of all time, J.B. Dykes. During the 1850s, Dykes was a minor canon at Durham Cathedral. When he heard of the plan to publish Hymns Ancient and Modern, the first large-scale collection of hymns in the English language, he rather timidly sent a few of his own compositions to the editor. They were well received, and he was asked for more. In the end, 60 of his tunes were included. Here's one that's still popular today. Those in peril on the sea. And here's another. In honour of the Blessed Trinity. A more recent setting of Lead Kindly Light is to a tune called Alberta by Sir William Harris, one of the leading figures in Anglican church music in the first half of the 20th century. I don't suppose too many of you will have heard it. Is better remembered for his choral music, and his greatest work is the glorious Fair is the Heaven, to a poem by Edmund Spenser. To give you an idea of his style, I'd like to play you a passage where the music tells of angels and archangels attending on God's own person without rest or end. Thank you. angels waiting on us in Newman's poem as well. In the closing lines, the kindly light which has led us on all through the night brings us safely into their presence. And with the dawn those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since and lost a while.
Monsignor Philip Whitmore is a music historian who's currently rector of the Venerable English College here in Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.